Jess's Daily Devotional, brought to you by your encouraging Spirit FM on Good Morning Radio. Available wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts and in the Spirit FM app. Just look for Jess's Daily Devotional.
For me, long gone are the diapers and sippy cups. No more onesies or high chairs. And as my children have outgrown one season and grown into another, I've been experiencing some proud mom moments, coupled with sighs of relief as I see the fruit of my labor as a mom becoming a reality. No, this relief isn't because my children are perfect. The relief is that through 23 years of being a mom, I am learning who to listen to. Now, we all have those voices in our lives, often speaking with sincerity, that try to help us by telling us what we should or shouldn't do or be. Those voices can seem especially loud for us moms. Maybe it's even our own voice speaking words of insecurity, shame, or inadequacy. I want to be more discerning, but when it comes to who I listen to and am shaped by, I want to be more selective. It's no surprise that as we turn to the pages of the Bible, we're often told to listen to the voice of wisdom and truth. A good example is Romans 8:16. The Holy Spirit himself, Paul writes, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. One of the primary jobs of the Holy Spirit is to speak to us. He reminds us who we are. So the voice I'm learning to listen to the most is God's voice. Yes, we listen to the voices of others to learn and grow. But ultimately, God's voice guides us and grounds us. God's voice reminds us that we are loved. God's voice makes us more like Jesus. So today, when you hear all those outside voices, or maybe even the one inside, stop and listen. But listen first to the voice of love and truth, the voice that matters the most, the voice of a good and perfect Father.